That's chitim, roasted wheat. The agoizim, they give them nuts. The erev Pesach, even before the seder. Kedei shlo yishnu, that they should not go to sleep early Pesach by night. The yishlo, and they should be able to ask the dalek kashis. But my sister, we all like both halachas. We all that they are a gil chinuch. There isn't any to give them dalek kashis. As long as they understand the inyan of dalek kashis, you're supposed to give it to them. And also, the inyan also to give them things to keep them awake. There's a meaning to give them a goyden, give them a bag of nuts right before the seder, that should keep them awake, that they should ask the dalek kashis. Rabbi Kiva himself used to give his own children wheat and nuts to play with on Erev Pesach. They should not want to go to sleep early. Instead, you're supposed to chayt from each fast. The matzah, eat the matzah fast, leil Pesach. What does that mean? In order for the children, they should not go to sleep early. In other words, so the Rashbam says, it means choytz v'matza, ma'agvien ha-sakara, it means you're supposed to pick up the carbonurns. Bishvul tonight, in order of the children, she'ishalu. Beginning of the Seder, we pick up the plate that the kids should ask the questions. That's one shot. V'yishtu mefarashi, choytz v'matza, oichlin mahar, means eat faster. Shnei l'shaz alolo pirosh rabbeinu. V'yishkos v'matza, ma'agvien, both pshotim. But he had another pshat here. L'nira choytzim means mesalken as a lechem miyadatinoikis shloiy yishonim. Take away the lechem in front of them. They should not want to fall asleep. Mateich Michael Harbin that they should not eat so much. Kederach hatinik achrei chlosoi v'shul lo yishlu. Or that's another pshat. It's choytzim not to take away the food in front of the kid. Don't let him eat a lot because if he eats a lot, he won't go to sleep right away. I call upon him. They say this. Let the children stay up. Let tzachim b'shul tinoikis shloiy yishonim. Tanya Amar Olav Ar Rebbe Kiva Miyom Av Loyom Regiyei Slam Beis HaMedrash. Rebbe Kiva, whenever he was learning in shul and learning in Beis HaMedrash, he never said, oh, it's time for me to go home. He always kept on learning. Chutz Mi'arav Tzachim the Erev Yom Kippurim. The only two times he left a little bit earlier was an Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. The Erev Pesach B'Shvulti Loikish Kadesh Lo Yishanu. He wanted to go home earlier in Erev Pesach, and they'll be able to start his Seder right away and not come home very late, and the kids will be sleeping already. So he bedafka went home earlier in Erev Pesach, kadei in order to be able to start the Seder right away, so the kids should not fall asleep. The Erev Yom Kippurim, why did he go home earlier in Erev Yom Kippur? Kadei shiachilu es b'neim, in order to give his children food to eat, because it's a special mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure the kids ate. Therefore he went home early, a little bit earlier, on Erev Yom Kippur.
Now what we were talking before about, on Nomad Aleph, that we need haseba, you have to eat the matzah and you have to drink the dalek kashis baseba. And we spoke out, Tosis have a suffix, Tosis is in doubt, what happens if you drink the dalek kashis and you do not lean down on the, you do not lean on your left side when you drank them? Do you have to drink over again or not? So that's Tosis lies by suffix. And we spoke out, la locha mikra din, you would have to do it over again. And that's the way the Rosh holds. The Rosh holds that if you eat the matzah or drink the dalek kashis without haseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the Dirik was again at the end of the Gemara, that the Gemara said that a Shamish, a waiter, he has to eat Baseba, then he is Yotzer. But if he does not eat with Haseba, then he is not Yotzer. So you see, if you do not eat the Matzah with Haseba, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. However, the Brisker Rav wants to be Medayik from the Rambam, not like that, because the Rambam learns really that there are two separate mitzvahs. That there's a mitzvah to have Dalek Kosis or to eat the Matzah, and there's a separate mitzvah by itself that you're supposed to eat that night by Haseba. Now the Rambam's Lashon is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Lefikach, therefore, Kishesoye Dodem Balayla Zeh, when somebody eats on this night, Pesach B'night, Sarach Lecho V'lishnois, he has to eat and drink, Ru Mesev Derecheres, and he's lying down Derecheres. Then the Rambam says, V'eimosai Tzrichen Haseba, when do we have to do this mitzvah of Haseba? V'shas Achilos Kazayetz Matzah, U'vishtiyas Arba Koises Elu, the Rambam says, you're supposed to be mekayim this mitzvah seba when we're drinking the dalek kashis and eating the matzah, and if you want to, you can eat the whole meal by seba, it's also reizeh meshubach. And Allah, it's also brought down that if somebody wants to eat his whole meal by seba, it's also reizeh meshubach. So Biskirov learns from the Rambam is that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's this mitzvah, Pesach by night, you have to have a seba. You have to eat things, eat lying down on the side, to show, derech eretz, show you like a king. And then there's another mitzvah by itself, the dalek kashis and the matzah. So the way the Rambam will learn, therefore, if you did not eat the matzah lying down, or you did not drink the dalek kashis by seba, you would be mekayim the mitzvah dalek kashis, just you were not mekayim the mitzvah seba. And he once said that where the Rambam would learn this last Gemara of Hashamish, that here it's mashma that if you do not eat Ba'aseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So he once said the Rambam would learn this is going on mitzvah Ha'aseba. It's not going on the mitzvah of matzah itself. If you ate the matzah on Pesach b'night, for sure you're mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. The question is, does the Shamish have this mitzvah to eat also the Ha'aseba leaning down? And that we bring a raya, yes, that a Shamash has this chiyuv to eat lying down, and it says if he eats lying down, he's mekayim the mitzvah sasayba. Yotza. The yimlav, if not, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So he wants to learn it doesn't mean he's not mekayim mitzvah matzah. Mitzvah matzah, for sure you are mekayim. Just you're not mekayim the mitzvah sasayba. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, you want to say you would not have to eat it over again. But halacha, we said, we pass him like the Rosh Hashita. That Nikaradin, if you do not eat the matzah lying on the side, you do have to eat it over again another kezayis. Who are then the Dalad Kaisis also, Nikaradin, you would have to drink them over again. However, we spoke out that since Bizman has said we could be Samech on the Rav Yeshita B'dievid, and we don't want to have to make another bracha Bor Priyagofen, because then it would look like you'd be Meisef on the Kaisis. So therefore, the first cup and the third and fourth, you would not have to drink over again. Only the second Kais. Because there, most probably, when you made the Bor Priyagofen, you had in mind to drink more wine throughout the meal. Therefore, if you would drink the kais over again, you would not have to make another bracham. So the second cup, if you did not drink it, Ba'aseba, then we would tell you you should drink another cup, Ba'aseba, to make the mitzvah, Ha'aseba also. And because we hold, like the Rosh, that the din of Ba'aseba is the pshat is, that's a part of the mitzvah, Dalad Kaisis. That you're not making the mitzvah, Dalad Kaisis, if you did not drink them, lying down on the left side. And the din is a din of the matzah that night. With the Rabbonin, you have to eat the matzah b'haseba. You know, we spoke out before that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis says that Hishkra mehem levonav uvnei beisai, if you let your wife or your children drink from your kais, is yotze. They're also yotze. The mekayim the mitzvah's pashut of dalal kaisis. The Gemara says Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak for who the ashti rubu the kaisa. That's only if they drank a roiv of the kais. Which Taisa says, Rubu de Kaisa means, they have to drink a Molin Lugmav. Now, the Rosh learns Pshat in this Gemara that the person that makes the Broch on Dalal Kaisas, he has to drink at least Rubu de Kaisa. He has to drink that first. He has to drink the Molin Lugmav first. Then, if he wants to the left, he could give over and let his children drink from it, or let his wife drink from it. Now, this is going according to the Shita that we spoke about Taisa before holds. That the Dalad Kaisis has the same halacha like a regular Kiddush. There's no din that everybody in the family has to drink the Dalad Kaisis. It's enough that one person makes the bracha on Dalad Kaisis, and it's considered like a Kaisho bracha, that as long as the bracha was made on the Kais, he can be mighty everybody else. So the Balabas, when he makes Kiddush or makes the Dalad Kaisis, he makes the bracha, and he's mighty everybody else. So the din is now, Vahudi Ish to Rubu the Kasa. The person that makes the bracha, he has to drink raiv of the kais, means he has to drink a molin lugmav. He has to drink raiv of the revius. Now, if he wants to, he could give the rest of his family to drink from it. This is the way the Rosh learns Pshat the Gemara, because the Rosh learns by Kiddush also. That we say, whoever makes Kiddush, he has to drink at least a molin lugmav. The Rosh Hashita is, one person has to drink the molin lugmav, preferably the one that makes the Kiddush, and if he can't do it, he could have somebody else that was Yaitza Kiddush drink a molin lugmav for him. But one person has to drink the molin lugmav. That's where the Rosh learns our Gemara here also, that for who the ish the rubu the kasa means, the one that made the bracha, he should drink the rive molin lugmav. He should drink the molin lugmav. And now if you want to, you can give the rest of the people to drink also. Now, the other shita there is Taisa shita. Taisa learns by Kiddush that he's supposed to drink a molin lugmav, it doesn't only have to be from one person. If a few people drink from the kais, all of them together, if they drink a molin lugmav together, they're also mekayim the mitzvahs of Kiddush. Now, the Gro on Shulchan Aruch says that a raya for Tosfos is this Gemara here. Like we spoke out before on Tosfos from that Tzadik Tes on the base, that learns that the din of Dalad Kaisis also is the same halacha like a regular Kiddush. Mashma, not everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a bruch, a kais shel bracha. So as long as one person made the bracha, he can be mitzvah everybody else. Now the Gro says, Mashma, Taisis learns in this Gemara that you're allowed to let drink your family. Not only you have to drink from the kais, but if your family, the kids and your wife also drink, as long as all together, like Vudish, the Rubu, the custom is all together, they drank a molin lugmav, they would be in the kind of the mitzvahs of Dalad Kaisis. Notice also, Taisis Shita is that the din to drink from the Dalak Kaisis. It's not a chiv. Everybody has to drink the wine. It's only like a regular broch ala kais. The din is the kais, the wine, should be drunk by somebody. Somebody should drink it. Who has to drink it? Preferably the one that made the kiddush or the one that made the brocha. And if not him, whoever was the yotzer, they could drink. And to answer sheet 3 is that all the drinking together, if they drank together, among the lugmav, you're the kind of mitzvah. That's pshat in this Gemara. That, again, the Gemara says, Lashin, Hishkam hem lebonav uvnei v'yisa yotzer. Not only you drank, but you let them drink, you're also making the mitzvah. And the Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, Budi Yash, the Rubu the Kosa, as long as all of them together drank together this year of a Moli Lugmav, they're making the mitzvah Zayat Dalat Kosis, and who are in the first Kiddush of Kiddush, is fully Zebazir. However, we spoke out that according to Rambam Sheet, it's not that way. According to Rambam and Aloha, we know everybody should have their own Kos for Dalat Kosis, as we hold Dalat Kosis is different than Kiddush. Kiddush is only called the Brocha, or Brocha Lakais, but the Iker is the Brocha. Mashenkin, but Dalad Kaisis, we hold there's a new Takona, everybody has to drink Dalad Kaisis. That's how much wine you have to drink. You have to drink Dalad Kaisis. Therefore, even the Tinoikis also have to get a Kais. And that's right from the next Raisa, that the Raisa says, Hakol Chayavim Biaba Kaisis Alolu, Echad Anoshim, Viechad Noshim, Viechad Tinoikis. Mashme, everybody has to have their own Dalad Kaisis. And then it's talking about the dinner dalat kaisis, there's this new halacha, push yashos and rubu the kos, means you have to drink roiv of the kais. Demis and Duran over here also says like that, that even though he says by kiddush, it's enough just to drink a mola lugmov, a one mouthful, which is roiv of the revius, but he says here, by dalat kaisis, a special din, that you have to drink roiv of the cup you have to drink. The gabi dalat kaisis says, bin and davka rubu the kos. That's because Dalat Kaisis has this special mitzvah that Rabbonim wanted you to drink the Kais. Not only to make a Kaisha Bracha, but it's called they want you to drink the Kais. And the reason why, because there's an Inyan to be Noyig Derech Cheres this night, and therefore a chilek of the Derech Cheres, to be Noyig Derech Cheres, the Ben Churin is to drink a Dalat Kaisis Shol Yayin. Alright, we'll stop here. Just last Gemara we had before, that's on Kuf Chesim Aves, we didn't talk about it, that last time he said two inyonim of wine, that he said, the Rabbi Yehuda said, Tzorach Sheboi Tam Umara, wine has to have a good taste, and it has to have a good mara, it has to look like wine. So as far as mara goes, the Gemara said, My Tam Rabbi Yehuda, Dechtiv Atera Yang Kisodim, don't look at wine too much, because it makes you become like red. In other words, a good color, wine should be red. That's why the Betchila, you should have red wine for the Seder by night. It's brought down unless you, Badavka, have white wine that's much better, then you could use the white wine. But if you have equal amount of wine, just the same quality, you should have a red wine. Now, it doesn't stay clear what it means, tam. What does it mean, tam yayin? The Rashbam says here that al tira yayin, the Pasuk means, al techmad lios rogoboy. Don't say they want to go after drinking a lot of wine. Ki yisadein, you become red. Nechlau the yayim nami mara boy. That wine also has to have a certain look to it. It has to be red. Now he says, v'taima nami boy. What does it mean? It has to have a good taste. Mide mizahir olei shloi lishtake boy. The Pasuk is saying, like, don't go after wine not to become shikur. Mashma, if you drink this wine, a strong wine, it can make you shikur. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, that the wine has to have a tam wine. The Rashbam says it means it has to be yayin haroi lishtake that can make you a little bit shikur. And this is a little bit makar for the Chumrah that Ramesha talks about, Ramesh Feinstein talks about in the Tshuva, that for the Dalat Kaisos, it's better not to use grape juice, but rather to use wine. Because you have this Indian of having wine royal ishtaker. It has to be strong wine that has a tam wine that can make you a little bit shikam. Mashenkin, grape juice can't make you shikam. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is the Achranim said there's an Indian of Cheres. You have to drink wine, Zechel Cheres, to make you look like a free person. Also, a Cheres means strong wine. So that's this inyo for the Korinth of Shrashbam, that the wine should be royal ishtakir. However, the loch, it's not brought down this inyan of tam. And even if it is, could be it's only a mitzvah min amuvcha, the best way to do it that way. Just like red wine is not likuva, you could have white wine. Just it's better to have red wine. That's why usually the minig is, like if you can't take wine, but davka, actually you could be makel to take grape juice. But metchil, if you could drink regular wine, it's better to drink regular wine, Pesach, by the Dalat Kaisis. Because you have this Indian, you should have tam yayin. And tam yayin, Rashbam says, it means strong wine, royal lishtaka. Yeah. And more than Kuf Tes says that
Omer Olav al Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shoyim Mechale Kloyis Vegozim Tanoikas Verav HaPesach. He used to give his children nuts on Erev Pesach, Kadei Shlo Yishonu, they should not want to go to sleep early, but Yishlu, rather they'll stay up for the Seder by night, and they'll last the Dalat Kashis. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Choytfin Matzois B'leo Psochim. Supposed to Choytf, Choytfim, always be the Lashon of grab. You should like grab the Matzois on Pesach by night. Vishvil in order, Tinoike Shlo Yashnu. Then again, that the kids should not want to go to sleep early. So Rashi says on top, Choytf Matzah means, one shot is Magvi and Asakara, Vishvil Tinoikos, Sheyishalum. That at the beginning of the Seder, we like pick up, we say Halach Manya, we like pick up the Kara, pick up the plate by the Seder by night. Why do we pick up the Kara? Today that the children should ask questions so that they should not go to sleep, they should be awake. So that's this Indian. Choytf and Asamatz means, we like grab a hold of the matzah and pick it up right away at the beginning of the Seder, so that the children should ask questions right away. Another pshat Rashi says in this Meforish, Choytf and Matzah means Oichlen Maher. You should eat fast. The Zeh Alosh Nikah, that's the main pshat here, the Maestro of Rabbi Kiva Bahadur. That Rabbi Kiva ate faster. In other words, in the Mishnah Maz, but after it means you should eat fast, it doesn't mean you should start eating the Seder Pesach by night fast. In other words, we don't eat until we finish saying that Gadol. So it doesn't mean you have to say that God very fast in order to get to eat the matzah very fast. It just means when you come home from shul, you should start the Seder right away. Chotfen matzah means start doing the Seder right away. Don't take your time. And the reason is that we want the children to still be up by the Seder. They should still be there to ask the Dalat Kashas. So start as soon as possible. Don't take your time coming home, and don't start preparing your suda, your table, after you come home. As much as possible, prepare everything before you go to shul. Today, when you come home from shul, it's Avadei Laila, right away you should start to make kiddush and start the Seder. That's the Loshon of Choytfin Matzis. It means start the Seder, start eating right away. Lav daf eating, it rather means start the Seder right away. That's the way it's brought down the halacha like that. That you should try and start the Seder right away when the kids are still awake, they'll still be able to ask the questions. And they should be awake to hear the truth, to hear the parents also. At least hear the Avodim Ayinu. Vayetu Gemara says, Tanya, it was learned, Omru Olav Rabbi Kiva, was said about Rabbi Kiva that Miyomo, from his lifetime, Loi Omar Hagiye Islam Beis HaMedrash. He never said when he was learning in Shul, oh, it's time to leave now, it's time to leave the Beis HaMedrash. It never happened. He was always learning, and he stood till he finished learning. Chutz Me'arvei Psochim V'Erev Yom HaKippurim. Only two times a year did he look at his watch and said, oh, it's time to leave, I have to leave a little bit earlier. He said that every Shabbos could be went on to prepare for Shabbos. But he didn't leave any early, he left the time he had to. On Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, he used to leave a little bit earlier at the Beis HaMedrash. What's the reason why? The Erev HaPesach, why did he leave the Beis HaMedrash early on Erev Pesach to go home? B'shvil tinoikos k'dei shelo yashnu. K'dei that the children should not go to sleep. In other words, the one pshat is, like the Rashi just said, that they want to be able to start the Seder on time as soon as you come home. Therefore, you have to prepare the Seder before you go to shul. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva went home a little bit early on Erev Pesach in order to prepare everything nice and early. Kidei that as soon as he comes home from shul, he'll be able to right away start the Seder, make kiddush and start the akkad, and start the Seder, start saying the Agodah. Kidei that the children should be able to ask the questions. So Rashbam here learns, Chutz me'arvei psochim, kidei sheyashnu efi tenekes b'yim. Another pshat he learns, that he used to go home early on Erev Pesach in order to put his kids, give them a nap in the afternoon. Rashbam on the bottom. In order that the kids should go to sleep early Erev Pesach. Give them a nap. V'loi b'layla, and they should not be sleeping at night time, b'shas ha'god. That's one shot. So he used to go home early in order to put his kids to sleep. They should have a nap in the afternoon. Inam, another pshat is, k'shemak v'nad ha'layla li'achash techshach yishan ha'matinoikis. That's what can't. That's not the first shot we said. If he'll come home too late, so first have to prepare the Seder at night time, and by then maybe the kids will fall asleep, so he used to come a little bit earlier. That's why he came home early in Erev Pesach. So Tais does like this pshat. The top Tais says, I've got Rabbeinu Shmuel, Leni Hira, Ziyata Le'yuchla Le'yishem Le'yaviyim. His first pshat is, why did Rabbi Kiva have to come home early on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, in order to put his kids to sleep? Did he have to put them to sleep? L'churi had the wife home, let the mother put them to sleep. So what did he have to come home without to put them to sleep early for? Let whoever took care of them, let them put them to sleep. If the pshat is you shouldn't come home late to start to say the late,
He didn't have to come home early by day. He just should have come home at the beginning, at Pesach Chavim, right after Shul. He should come home right away to make Kiddush. So this you could answer, that he had to prepare the Seder beforehand, like we said. It wasn't enough just to come home later. In order to prepare everything, to be ready to make the Seder, you have to start working a little bit before. But Tais learns the Chayn Nira, the Goris, Leil Pesachim. That in the Chlam, he used to come home early at Leil Pesach, at the night time. For a regilim of Eitzan Nedrish Leil Yom Tov. That usually the Chachamim even stayed in Shul on Yom Tov, on Leil Yom Tov. They had a Seder. K'yarmina Maitze B'Shimon HaTimoni. One time he didn't come to Beis Medrash on the night of Yom Tov. And Lamochar Motz Reb Yehuda ben Bava and asked him, why didn't you come? So Mashma, usually they used to stay in Shul after davening and learn a little bit. So Teres learns Mashenkan on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach, he used to come home right away, right after Marv. That's the way Teres learns. But the other pshat you have to learn is, no, he came home early by daytime in order to prepare the house, make sure everything should be ready, that the Seder should be able to start on time. So he used to come home early on Erev Pesach, and vice on Erev Yom Kippur also. Why on Erev Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, V'Erev Yom Kippur k'day she'achilu es b'nayim, in order to give his kids to eat. In other words, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he wanted to make sure his kids would also eat. That's why he came home early. It's also a bissel shver, like Chur Teish, and that's the same kashir also. If it's only for the sake of his children, what did he have to come home for? Let whoever's taking care, give them to eat. Just like Teish asked, why do you have to come home early to put them to sleep for? Whoever takes care of the mother, let them put them to sleep. Here also, why wasn't it enough for the mother to feed them? So I'm not sure. So the Mara says, the Kopanim, he came home early on Erev Yom Kippur also to feed his children, that they should eat. It's not only himself, but the children should also eat to make this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. By the Tana Rabbonim, Chayiv Odim L'Sameach Bonov U'Bnei Beisav Regel. There's a chiv upon a person to be masameh, to make his children happy, and to make his wife happy on regal, on Yom Tov. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'somachta b'chagecha. There's a mitzvah sesay to be besimcha, to be happy on Yom Tov. And this goes on you, on your children, on your wife, on your avodim, anybody that's around you, there's a mitzvah that they should be besimcha. So even though the Pasuk says you should be besimcha, and the Chur is a shalna and the shalna thing, if the mitzvah simcha is a purchase upon the wife herself, she has her own chiv to be besimcha. A master from the Gemara, that there's a chiv upon the husband to make his wife also besimcha. For the Gemara, b'mayim besamchem, how do you make them happy? B'yayin. Hey, how does a person keep himself happy on Yom Tov? Then it's by yayin, drinking wine. We have Yehuda wine there. Yehuda says it depends. Ah, no, Hashem beruyeh lehem. Men keep happy what keeps them happy. What's roi for them? We'll soon see what that means. The noshim, women, beruyeh lehem. What's good for them, that keeps them happy. Noshim, what does it mean, men, brewing him, what's good for them? The yayin. A man keeps himself happy by drinking wine. That's called the samasa v'gecha, keeps himself happy. Drinking wine. The noshim, b'mai, how do you keep your wife happy? Is Tony Rabbi Yosef b'bovel, the big day tzavoinim. In Bovel, the meaning was, buy them nice clothing. Buy them nice clothing, tzavoinim, colorful clothing, that will keep them happy in Bovel. That was the shtega, that was the derech to wear nice, colorful clothing. So that's something nice for Yom Tov, will keep them happy. Eretz Yisrael, the big day pishtim agotzim. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was to wear flax, a dress made out of flax that was magotzim, nicely pressed. Habi was pressed nicely, that was a prestige dressing in Eretz Yisrael, so that would keep them happy. I call upon him as a chiyah before Yom Tov to go and buy your wife a dress to keep her happy. She should be the simcha on Yom Tov. Who are they? A man has a chiyah to drink wine. So Rashbam says that anoshim b'ruyin lehem means b'yayin. The Gemara Kamal, this is the Gemara.
Yeah.
A little bit white, let's just say. Martanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Besei Roimer. That Bizman should base a Mikdash Kayim. Bizman, we had the base of Mikdash. Ain Simchel of Babosar. The equal way to Makayim this Mitzvah Sasei of the Samachta Bechagecha, of being happy, is the Bosar. Eating Bosar, which means eating the Bosar of a Korban Shlomim. That's called Shalmei Simcha. We brought special Shlomim on Yom Tov, it's called Shalmei Simcha, that you should have meat to eat to be the Simcha. And that's called eating the Shlomim of a Yom Tov, that's called the Bosar. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'zovach the Shlomim, you should bring a Korban Shlomim, V'yachal the Shlomim, and eat it there in the base of in Yerushalayim, V'somach lefnei Hashem lekecha, and that would make you to be the Simcha in front of Hashem. So the Ika Simcha is to eat Korban Shlomim, that makes you Simcha, the Simcha. So if you drop the Yudvim Seirah, the Achshav, what do we do with Zman Hazeh today? Shein based on Mikdash Kayim.
that we do not have any more kavonis. We don't have the korban shlamim. What do we eat now to make ourselves be besimcha? Ein simcha lo b'yayin. Right now, the ikka simcha is b'yayin with wine. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach lavav enish. That wine, it makes the person happy. So the inyan to mekayim mitzvah samach v'nechagecho is by drinking wine. Now, the Gemara itself doesn't bring down basar, even though there are some shittas that bring down, there isn't inyan to eat basar also. It's yayin and basar together, that's what makes us besimcha today. Now, there is a, we once spoke out before in Masechta, there's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos shita is that bezman hazeh, we can't be mekayim mitzvah samachta b'chagecha mediraisa. Tosfos shita is that the ikka mitzvah samachta b'chagecha is only by eating basar shlamim. It's only able to be mekayim bezman the base mitzvah was there, that you could eat the korban shlamim. Bezman hazeh, we don't have it. Midirabbanan, there's an inyan to be the simcha anyway, to drink yain or to drink our basar that we have. That's tosfos shita. However, the Halacha, the Rambam Paskins know that for Samachta Bechagecha, we could be Mekayim today also. Notice the Pshat from the Pasuk, for Samachta Bechagecha, means you have to be at your uttermost Simcha. You have to do something that makes you the most Besimcha. The Zman, the Beis Hamikdash was there, the biggest most Simcha we had was the fact you eat the meat of the Korban. It's like doing two things. First of all, you're eating meat, you feel good. And secondly, eating the meat of a korban also made you feel very good. The point of the simcha, you felt happy with Hashem, like you're eating a korban now, that was a tremendous simcha. The zman is there, we don't have that meat anymore, so we have to do the best we have. What's the best we have right now? We have yayin. Yayin makes us a simcha. Or some achor, some yishayim learn, it means boss of a yayin, it means boss also, who are done by the noshim. How do we keep the women happy now? Is by giving them clothing. And the kitzah, the mitzvah, samachta b'chagecha, is to be your uttermost besimcha all the days of Yom Tov. And the inyan of being the simcha is, that the Rambam says, is that the yain is not the inyan just time to drink the wine. Wine is the pshat. If you drink wine, it puts you in a happy mood. And when a person is in a happy mood, then v'yivdu es Hashem besimcha. He does avoid, he does the mitzvah besimcha. But the yis besimcha is to be happy doing avoid Hashem, being happy doing mitzvahs to Hashem. That's the way some of us learned, like before we had, as Sarah the Gemara said, like my toelis yesh to tenoikis b'yayin. That even though the kid was a gila chinuch, but there's no inyan the kid should drink dalat kaisis, one man the yama said, Yehudi said. Because what toelis, what would a tinnah get from the dalat kaisis? In other words, the inyan to drink wine is not stam drinking the wine. The inyan is to put you in a matzav of simcha, and when you have a simcha, you can mekayim the mitzvah of the matzav of gecha, you feel happy, you're doing avodas Hashem. A kid doesn't have that inyan yet. Right, we hold halacha, even by kids, you do give them dalat kaisis. Habidi, agil achinach, there is this mitzvah. But the inyan of simcha, yayin, is to put yourself into this matzah to be the simcha. It's a famous word, the Gro, there once asked the Gro, what is the yod, what's the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to be mekayim? What's the hardest mitzvah, the tayag mitzvah we have? So the Gro said, the hardest mitzvah there is this mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. That's the hardest mitzvah we have. Because he learns the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies, let's say, on sukkahs all 8 days. On all late days, a person has to be besimcha. So to mekayim the mitzvah, the uttermost, you have to be besimcha mamish every second of the day. If 1 second of the day, you're not besimcha, a little bit after, a little bit angry, you're not mekayim the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. So this is one mitzvah we have that goes on continuously for 7 days of Pesach or for 8 days of Sukkot, to say that you have to be in a matzav of simcha without a stop. So that's the hardest mitzvah to do. That being a matzav of simcha, not have 1 second of interruption with atzvis, that's a very hard mitzvah to do. I call upon him, the way we do it is by drinking, bring yayin, that's supposed to put us in the matzav to be happy, but we're supposed to be happy the whole day. Yeah. Also, the body wife jewelry also became this mitzvah, samasta b'chagecha. But Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kisto de Maraisa, that's this kli called Kisto, measuring cup, that the Maraisa, that they used to measure Maraisa, that's the juice from a fish, they have it in Tzipori, they used to have this measuring cup in Tzipori, in the town called Tzipori, he have as Chimin Luga de Mikdash. That was mamish like the lug, the measurement of a lug that they had by the Beis Hamikdash times. Uvol mishayrim revia shel Pesach. And with this lug, you could measure out how much wine you have to have for the dalat kaisis. Because in each kais, you have to have a revia of a lug. So for all dalat kaisis, you have to have a lug. So what they used to do is they used to fill up this kista, this measuring cup with wine. That's the measuring of a lug, which is 4 kaisis. And from this, to pour out equal measurements into four different kaisers, that's how you know for sure you have your revius of yayin. The Rashbam says, Kisto de Maraisa, Nida Shemaychim Bo Marais. This was a measuring cup that they used to sell Marais, the fish juice. Obo Mesharin Revius of Pesach, Shemamalin Oisa, they used to fill up this big cup. O Machalkin Oisa Liarbo Kaiser, they were divided equally into four different kaisers. The Lug Arbo Reviusin. Because the Lug is four Reviusin. Our Revius that we have for the Kaisho Yain is a Revius, a Lug. It's a quarter of a Lug. So a Lug has four of them, that's how it's used to measure. So the Mara Kidmaisa, it's another measuring cup. Tehevi Betveria, that you, before that, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Timnaisa Kidmaisa. Timnaisa is also a Mida, a type of a measuring cup. Vahaino Tumiv Yuchlim Sechta Saita. So this Timnaisa Kidmaisa, Tehevi Betveria, used to have in Tveria, have a Yeseira Aldo Revia. It was more than a Lug, a Revia is more. That's how much more it had than the regular measuring cup. And with this cup also we can tell how much revius is for Pesach. So at Rashbam, have you say Rado Timnosa? Timnosa was a revius more than the other measuring cup. They used to fill up this big Timnosa, this big measuring cup. Omarin Litoich Oisa Shalachsha. They used to pour it off into our measuring cup. Until our measuring cup was full. Now, Amayim HaNishorim, the leftover water that's in the cup in this Betumnaiso, he revius. That was the exact measurement of revius. So, from this big measuring cup, you could also measure off to know exactly how much a revius is. Omar Rav Chizda, revius Shal Torah. What's considered, how do we measure to know how much a revius of the Torah is? What does the meaning of the Torah? The Rashbam says, Tigurin revius Yain Shal Nozir. The Torah says a Nozir is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks the revius of wine, he gets malchus. If you have blood that comes out of two mesim, if you have revius of the dam, it's metama, the nafla mikro. When you brought the mincha by a Nozir, you had to put inside it the revius of shemen. Now, how do we measure this? How do we know what's considered a revius? When the Torah wants us to use revius, how do we know what's considered revius? So he says, Om Rav Chizda, revius shal Torah is etzbayim, it's two fingers, al etzbayim, by two fingers, berum, the height, in other words, it's the width, this way, it's two by two, how high does the kli have to be? Etzbayim, two fingers, v'chatzi etzba, two and a half fingers, v'chaymesh etzba, and another fifth. This is how much you get the measurement of that revius shal yayin. So the Rashbam says like, Omidas Chalal HaKli, if you have a Kli that's exactly like a square, the Ribui, take a square Keli, have a Etzbayim Orech, if it's two Etzbayim long, Al Etzbayim Roich, two Etzbayim wide, Barum Etzbayim, how high is this Kli? It's two Etzbas, V'chatzi Etzba and a half, V'chaymish, and a fifth Etzba, this volume will hold a Revius of Yayin. Revius, the Torah wants to have Revius. How do we know this? Kedatanya, like we learned. We learned it also from the mikvah. The pasuk says, by mikvah, v'ruachatz b'mayim es kol b'soroi. You're supposed to put your whole body in the mikvah. That means, shlo yehei dover choytzeis bein b'soroi l'mayim. When you go into the mikvah, your body has to touch the water. There can't be a chatzit, you can't have something on your body. It's making a separation between your body and the water. You can't have a chatzit. B'mayim, the pasuk says, v'ruachatz b'mayim. B'mayim means b'mei mikvah. It has to be in the mei mikvah. So Rashbam says, mayim means ha-miyuchodim she-nikvu metchilo mi-atzmam, that the water came together by itself. Midlay tziv b'mayim. Lemutei shuvim. That shuvim is no good. The ozel hashto maisi v'tovim. Shuvim means you collect the water in a kli and drag the water over and pour it out here. That's no good. It has to be water made mikvah. The water came there by itself, without a person carrying it in a keli. As kol b'sarei, what does it mean, the whole body? With ashin mayin, how much water do you have to have for mikvah? She'kol gufay oyla b'hem. You have to have enough water that your whole body could go inside the mikvah. Rashi says, Rashbam, kol besaroi, midlekse besaroi, mashma shakol gufay arlebehem. Your whole body has to be able to go into this water. Shein nirela kulay mechusaben. That your whole body gets in there at one time. It's not enough to put half the body in now, then the other half of the body. You have to have enough water that your whole body could get into the mikvah at one time. The kamahin, what's the smallest amount of the mikvah of water that you can have that's kosher for mikvah? We dashed in that amo al amo. It has to be one amo long and one amo